Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
I was blown away by both the people that are coming up next. But we'll start with Michael Harvey with the roof resource. I've never seen anything like this, but it is awesome if you have to have work done on your home. So, Mike, please tell us all about your company.
It's a little bit of a evolution of how I've come to be in the roofing industry. Corporate career, 25 years. I was transitioning out of corporate life, and a friend of mine said, hey, do you want to get into roofing? And I'm like, no way. I'm not going to get up on roofs. I'm afraid of heights. However, one of the things that I always tell a lot of the people that I've coached is that you got to get uncomfortable. And you got to get uncomfortable is where you're going to learn and where you're going to grow. And so I said, hey, let's do it. Like, hey, I don't know what I don't know. But over the 25 years, the consumer and the home and that whole dynamic, I was very familiar with. And in 3 weeks, we went out and we made like $185,000. And so it wasn't so much about the money. It was really about the experience that I thought that, hey, I could make a difference with this roofing company and let's try to be a little different. You kind of get into the business, you start learning a lot of what's in the roofing industry. And I had a Jerry Maguire moment. I went into a home and late 30s couple, two young little kids, they need a new roof on their home and $14,000 for the roof. I take $1,000 off, it's 13. I can install that roof for $6,200 all in. I walked off their porch when we were done and they signed with me. I remember looking back at the door and I said, I can't do this anymore. They went in their 401k and they pulled out $14,000 and I'm putting $7,000 of that right into my pocket. And I like to say that it's about the how I earn my living that makes me feel good, right? And so at the same time, I had family members that needed a roof on their home. I did their roofs at cost, my cost. And so I was standing in front of my grandmother's home and I'm looking down the street and I'm like, I just did this roof at cost, which by the way, my grandmother did not know that I had a roofing company because I wasn't sure I wanted to tell everybody. And she got two quotes, $14,000 and $26,000. I did it for $9,100 and replaced both of her skylights. And I said, if I can do this for family, why can't I do this for strangers? And so at that moment, I left that partnership and I modeled out the Roof Resource, which is now a complete virtual experience. Homeowners get a quote within one business day, top quality installation, top quality roofing systems, no stress, no pressure, no appointments. We call ourselves now the Netflix of roofing. So that's where we're at today.
And you franchise this, is that right?
Yes. In the first year, in 21 was my first year with one customer, then 14 and 15. I actually had customers calling me back and saying, what are you going to do with this? Like, not only did you save me $5,000 or $10,000, this process is great. And so I didn't do it to build this nationwide company. I did it because it was just the right thing to do. And it made me feel good that I was saving them money and making the customer experience so much easier for them. And so over that next 6 months, I went and met with some of the top franchise companies in the country, iFranchise Group, SMB, Jack McBurney with McGrow, Growth Partners in Thousand Oaks. And everyone was like, you're going to change the whole roofing industry if you do this, and you should do it, and you can scale it. And so I chose a company in late 22 because I wanted to continue to model this out for another year, and chose SMB, which is out of Philadelphia. And they took the next 10 months to obviously do all the franchising documents and paperwork and everything that we needed to do. And then I remember March 30th, 2023 was so daunting because I got the phone call. Congratulations, you're a franchisor. You can now sell throughout the country. Wow. Pretty daunting, exciting, and just a lot in there.
Congratulations.
I'm so impressed that you felt uncomfortable having a high margin on the product that you were selling. What do you think is fair under the circumstances? I guess I'm kind of curious about that.
Yeah, and I get that all the time, right? Because I will have customers and our franchisees will talk with customers and they're getting quotes, and this is no joke, $72,000, $41,000, and we're $21,000. And it's not about the quality. It's not about the materials. We just decided that we would charge a fee and be very transparent with the homeowner exactly where every dollar goes. So it doesn't matter if you get tile, doesn't matter if they want synthetic roof or asphalt. We can still deliver that experience to them at cost. And we charge, as a franchise, we charge a small fee for that. It's small, but it's about scale. It's about, hey, we're not going to do 500 roofs a year. We'll do 40,000 roofs in a year.
I do have to ask you, do you have a franchise in New Jersey?
We need several new roofs, by the way.
Well, I literally had people call me up from, you know, Atlanta, Florida, Jersey, and we use a roofing technology software, so it's not Google Images. We get to see everything. And I can provide you a market quote typically within one business day, and you have the number. And so that's not in our roadmap right now to get out to New Jersey, but it's there eventually. I mean, there's no brick and mortar. We don't need roofing materials. We have set up all the partnerships for the installation companies. We own the Preferred Roofing Network, which made up of hundreds of licensed insured roofing companies. We bring all the parties to the table. They all win, but the number one person that wins first is the homeowner. The homeowner wins first, and then they get to see this experience. And that's where, you know, all of our Google reviews have been amazing. And they literally tell their story, which is very humbling. I've had my customer, I went to his home because I wanted to just check on the project. I didn't have to do that. And Rob comes out of his home and he's like, hey, Mike, this is amazing. I was able to learn so much. And this gentleman was going to get a new roof on his home. And he got a bunch of quotes from $12,000 to $25,000. And then he got a HELOC, because typically what homeowners do is you throw out the lowest, you throw out the highest, and you go somewhere in the middle, right? And that's that magnetic middle. They feel comfortable there. We were at 9,100, okay, with the top of the line roofing system. And so I'm standing there in his driveway and he goes, Mike, he goes, this has been so great. He goes, so what I did is I bought that from my kids, and he pointed in the backyard and there's this huge pool with a deck. And he goes, I bought that for my kids. And at that moment, Richard, was like, we're doing so much more than just putting out a roof on someone's home.
Dude, you're going to heaven. That's for sure. Yeah.
I've had customers say, I'm taking my mom to Hawaii because you were $12,000 less than what I thought. I mean, I'm now putting up windows because we can do windows and a roof. There's so much more. And I truly get moved by it because it's about that. And so as I go into communities, until we're there, then they're going to experience the traditional retail model of roofing.
Well, that was something I want to ask you about, Mike, because I would love to see this around the world, even like, you know, other countries even besides just US. But are you selling franchises to people right now?
Yeah, so there's a process that we take everyone through. I mean, right now, we've sold out half of Michigan. We sold out the entire state of Florida. We opened up in Texas. We're in Denver, Colorado right now. And we get inquiries from individuals and people all across the country that have watched the video, went on our website, and they're aligning with the values of the company of really just doing what's right for the homeowner. So it is open. And so we daily get requests from different states.
That's great. Making more money by making less.
Well, you know, there's a saying, less is more.
Came from someplace. Tom, Tara?
It sounds incredible. And hats off to you, because you're kind of walking the walk and talking the talk. And the idea of putting customer first is kind of an ancient proverb in a lot of businesses, right? They're not really thinking. They're thinking profit margins. How do I reduce my expenses and increase my profits? And the fact that you're out there really helping the common man. And, you know, the idea that this customer was able to buy a pool for their kids and another customer took their mom to Hawaii. I mean, it's really beautiful. And it goes so far beyond just putting a roof on.
Or can you just imagine the people who just don't replace the roof because they just don't have that money? And what are they, like, putting buckets out when it rains? Like, what do you do when you can't afford to replace a roof?
We just want people to know we exist, because we say we don't sell roofs. We're just a service. We just want them to know and be empowered with the information. Then they can say, hey, this roof is not $18,000. It's only $10,000. And that's a difference. And our customers, are so wowed by it. And they're like, oh my God, I can afford it. And that's such a wonderful thing that we do.
This doesn't sound like a roofing business so much as a business model for many trades. I love the idea that your franchisees don't need to know the first thing about roofing. They just need to know how to reach their customers, and they need to know how to put their vendors in place. It sounds like you've already got them in place, ready to go.
Yeah, we put everything together for our franchisees. So the networks, the partnerships are all there. We do take them through training. So they do get a roofing 101. They understand some of the things with the roof and some of the complexities so that they do know that. But the model opens us up. We'll be doing gutters and gutter guards at cost in the fall. And then next fall, we'll be doing windows. So we'll be able to, you know, represent Anderson, Pella, some of the big names out there, and still bring the same experience.
What's the name of the business?
TheRoofResource.com.
We all applaud you for what you're doing. This is a fantastic business, and it really is making the world a better place.
Thank you.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X,
and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.